理课堂听 class.com。
My bark! Sunny meant, if you're up there, Quagmires, just hang on and we'll get you out first thing in the morning. And I'm sorry to say that the expression which best describes her circumstances is barking up the wrong tree. It was a kind gesture of Sunny's to try to reassure Isadora and Duncan that the Baudelaires would help them escape from Count Olaf's clutches, but the youngest Baudelaire was going about it the wrong way.
Bark!
She cried one more time, as Hector began to dish up the chicken enchiladas and led the Baudelaires to the front porch, so they could eat at the picnic table and keep an eye on Nevermore Tree. But Sunny was making a mistake. The Baudelaires did not realize the mistake as they finished their dinner and kept their eye on the immense, muttering tree. They did not realize the mistake as they sat on the porch for the rest of the night, taking turns at squinting at the flat horizon for any sign of someone approaching and dozing beside Hector, using the picnic table as a pillow. But when the sun began to rise, and one VFD crow left Nevermore Tree and began to fly in a circle, and three more crows followed, and then seven more, and then 12 more, and soon the morning sky was filled with the sound of fluttering wings as the thousands of crows circled and circled above the children's heads as they rose from the wooden chairs and walked quickly toward the tree to look for any sign of the Quagmires. The Baudelaires saw at once how deeply mistaken they had been. Without the murder of crows roosting in its branches, Nevermore Tree looked as bare as a skeleton. There was not a single leaf among the hundreds and hundreds of the tree's branches. Standing on its scraggly roots and looking up into the empty branches, the Baudelaires could see every last detail of Nevermore Tree, and they could see at once that they would not find Duncan and Isadora Quagmire, no matter how far they climbed. It was an enormous tree, and it was a sturdy tree, and it was apparently very comfortable to roost in, but it was the wrong tree. Klaus had been barking up the wrong tree when he'd said that their kidnapped friends were probably up there, and Violet had been barking up the wrong tree when she'd said that they should climb up and look for them, and Sunny had been barking up the wrong tree when she'd said, "Bark!" The Baudelaire orphans had been barking up the wrong tree all evening, because the only thing the children found that morning was another scrap of paper, rolled into a scroll among all the black feathers that the crows had left behind.